As the law stands today, the presence of salmonella bacteria is just part of the reality of consuming poultry in the United States. That's because the bacteria is not considered an adulterant by the FDA. Its presence in chicken, even its role in an outbreak, doesn't necessarily spark a recall.
The issue is at the center of a new Frontline documentary called The Trouble with Chicken. Documentary filmmaker David Hoffman tells the story of the largest salmonella outbreak linked to chicken in U.S. history and how it was allowed to spread around the country despite evidence that it was linked to foster farms in the Pacific Northwest. This is Oregon State epidemiologist speaking.
One of the things that's happened in the United States around food and food production is that it has gotten a lot bigger and more industrial. So whereas 50 years ago we might have seen outbreaks that happen, they would be relatively local. Now when we see outbreaks, we often see cases that are in many, many different states. So I think not only the scale of production, but the scale of distribution has meant that if some product is contaminated, it has the potential for affecting much broader number of people in a much broader geographic area.
Clip from the Frontline documentary, The Trouble with Chicken. It airs tonight at 9 on your local public TV station. David Hoffman joins us now. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, David, let's start with that point we just heard. Salmonella in one production facility anywhere in the country can lead to a disease outbreak anywhere else in the country. Does that make it hard to track? And does it make it hard to tell a story like this?
It does. Rob, the agency that oversees this is the Agriculture Department. And they have inspectors in all these plants. But the people that track illness are the state public health departments. And what happened in this particular case was a very big outbreak in Oregon, Washington, and California. Over 600 people were sickened. And this wasn't your typical potluck supper that went bad, you know, a one-time illness where people recovered. This rolled on for more than a year. People kept coming to hospitals with this particular salmonella infection. And the public health officials are like detectives. They had to figure out, where is this coming from? Because before you can do anything, you got to pinpoint it.
Now, tell us a little bit about salmonella. I learned from watching this, salmonella means a lot of different things. There are some fairly not benign, but non-particularly harmful varieties. And then there are much more dangerous ones that can be spread on chicken and elsewhere.
We live in a bacterial world. They're all around us. There are 2,000 different types of salmonella. But like all things with bacteria, they evolve and change, and some of them have become more virulent. They become nastier. They cause more bloodstream infections. In this particular outbreak that's the center of our film tonight, 15% of the people that got sick developed bloodstream infections, not just food poisoning, but bloodstream infections from the salmonella. Usually in such an outbreak, it's 5%. In this outbreak, 40% of the people were hospitalized. That's twice the usual rate of 20%. So some of these bacteria get to be nasty.
And these nasty bacteria, how common, these nasty versions of salmonella, how common are they in American poultry?
Well, salmonella is endemic in poultry, okay? The birds have it from the time they're born. It's in the hatcheries. It's on the farms, in the chicken houses. When they come into the slaughterhouse, it's there. And it doesn't make the birds sick. But some variants of it can make us quite sick. So the real difficult trick here is, if we're going to be a country that loves animal protein, right, chicken is the number one meat. It's surpassed beef. 8.5 billion chickens are consumed in this country every year. If that's the situation, and we do it on an industrial scale, how do you control the salmonella, get the levels down in the factory, so that when I reach for the chicken breasts or the chicken thighs in the grocery store in that plastic tray, there's not enough contamination to make me sick? You're never going to get completely rid of bacteria in raw meat, but this is a case where the levels were high enough to make people sick for a long period of time.
Now, I looked at an industry website today. They didn't specifically talk about your documentary, but the first thing that popped up was a statement that if you handle chicken, raw chicken, carefully, you cook it right, cook to the right temperature, even though there might be salmonella on it, there's nothing to worry about. As I understand from your Frontline documentary, that is basically the state of the law, too. It says, hey, consumers are smart. They know to cook their chicken. Let's not worry about that. How true is that?
Well, the courts have said this in a court ruling in 1974 that salmonella should not be considered an adulterant in poultry because housewives know how to deal with it. If you labeled it an adulterant or a specific strain as an adulterant, then it would be prohibited. And the producers would be told, you've got to get it out of your chicken. And if it was in chicken, it'd have to be recalled immediately. But it's not an adulterant under current law. And therefore, these facilities that were producing chicken that made so many people sick, they were passing the tests that the Agriculture Department was conducting. There's a disconnect here. How could it be that these factories were passing the tests when 600 people over more than a year were coming to hospitals and doctors and saying, I'm sick from this? Something was wrong.
We're talking to David Hoffman, documentary filmmaker behind The Trouble with Chicken. That airs tonight at 9 on local public TV stations. So looking at this case, this Foster Farms case, people getting sick, state health inspectors trying to figure it out. They trace it back to this company. What happened next? Was there a recall? How quickly was action taken?
You know, there was a similar outbreak in 2011 at another company called Cargill. Cargill immediately, pretty quickly, recalled the ground turkey. It was the same Salmonella Heidelberg. Somebody died in that outbreak, but they recalled it, 36 million pounds. They closed down that factory to clean it out. They put those people out of work for a while. They took quick action. Now, compare that with what happened here. Foster Farms is the major poultry producer on the West Coast. There were at least three plants that were pinpointed by public health officials. The chicken was being brought to the market day after day and week after week. No recall. The company did not initiate a recall. The federal government had inspectors in those plants, and they did not press Foster Farms for recall, saying they didn't have the authority. So a long period went by of passivity, of inaction. In October of 2013, 9 months into this outbreak, the federal government issued a warning letter, a letter.
So are there lessons learned since then? Are things changing? Are state health inspectors getting what they're looking for from regulators and from the poultry industry?
Well, I think one of the big gaps that we discovered in the film was that the federal government was testing for salmonella in some of these factories by checking whole chickens, whole broilers. And the problem was coming from cut-up parts, you know, the chicken breasts and thighs and legs that we buy. And, you know, by just checking the whole chicken, there are a lot of Americans. I think 80% of the chicken sold in the United States is sold as parts. So just recently, the Agriculture Department announced that they were going to put out limits for how much salmonella could be on parts. But up until now, parts were, you know, unchecked, and that was a mistake. They learned from that, I think. I think a lesson is that they have a big problem. When you cut the chicken up, you release some of the salmonella. They're going to try and do something, but the truth is salmonellosis, the illness from salmonella, has been plateaued. It has not gone down for years. The government has set targets saying we've got to reduce this. They've been unable to meet any of their targets. They've been unable to bring the illness down. And by saying we're going to set limits in the factories, they set the limits, the factories pass their tests, and people continue to get sick. There's a big disconnect here between what the Agriculture Department says they're doing and what's happening to public health. And the point of this film is to say, if people are getting sick, we have a problem.
David, on a personal level, I mean, when you watch something like this, the natural question is, do I continue to eat these products, these chicken products, unless something changes? How did you come out of this? Is this something you would eat, something you'd cook up and serve to people?
I eat chicken, and I like chicken, but I treat raw chicken with great respect and cook it all the way to 165 degrees for sure. By the way, I don't think very many people like undercooked chicken. That's not the problem. The problem is the handling in the kitchen. You don't wash your chicken. If you wash it, you will splatter the salmonella bacteria around the sink. Many people make mistakes with the cutting board, with the knife, and that's where the problem lies. So I would say treat it very carefully. Cook it well.
David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was documentary filmmaker David Hoffman. His Frontline documentary, The Trouble with Chicken, airs tonight at 9 on your local public television station.